It's Tuesday, December 14th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Log for Shell could be the worst yet, and the impact on trust, and holiday parties and Zoom fatigue as workers still don't want to go back to the office. This is the Business of Tech. Some updates on Log for Shell. CISA Director Jen Easterly briefed the industry yesterday and stated that the bug is one of the most serious I've seen in my entire career, if not the most serious. We expect the vulnerability to be widely exploited by sophisticated actors, and we have limited time to take necessary steps in order to reduce the likelihood of damage. CISA has also instructed federal agencies to patch by Christmas Eve. I'm also including a reference to Royce Williams' work compiling over 300 vendors and their current status, and a list managed by the Dutch National Cybersecurity Center. There are other security stories out there, too, besides Log4Shell. This year, we're already at a new record for security vulnerabilities, having broken 2020's record, which has been the trend for the past 5 years. Each has topped the previous. A bright spot? There are fewer high-risk ones than in 2020. Reporting of bugs is also up. HackerOne notes a 20% increase from last year in reporting. The median payout is also up 13% and 30% for high-severity bugs. All these issues are causing a lack of confidence in legacy IT vendors. Per research from Vanson Bourne and CrowdStrike, organizations question whether traditional technology firms provide sufficient security protections to enterprise customers. According to the report, almost two-thirds of respondents said their organization is losing confidence in legacy IT providers, such as Microsoft, due to the increasing frequency of supply chain attacks. The research also shows that 45% of respondents have experienced at least one supply chain attack over the past 12 months, up from 32% in 2018. Why do we care? I'll keep covering any Log4Shell items that are newsworthy, but echo yesterday that it isn't noteworthy. Run your security playbook here. If you're in the security management business, I'm also making an expectation and assumption that I'm not your only source of information. The bigger picture is that lack of confidence. The adage of doing the same thing and expecting different results being insanity resonates. Of course, this is dragging down confidence. The question to track is, will this change buying behavior? Until that, or regulation, happen, we should expect more of the same. Revisiting some work trends, Axios is reporting on the shift in holiday parties, a combination of small in-person gatherings and bigger virtual ones. Of course, SAP SE is just giving workers $100 to expense holiday celebrations. Because Zoom fatigue might be because of out-of-sync brainwaves. Julie Boland, professor of psychology and linguistics at the University of Michigan, presented research pointing to the transmission lag as the reason for strain. The lag adds too much variability for brainwaves to sync with speech rates automatically, and thus the human brain needs to compensate. Of course, that fatigue doesn't mean workers want to go back to the office. Microsoft commissioned a study, and some 51% would quit if the current mix of remote and office work vanished. 59% of HR decision makers agreed that hybrid working has had a positive effect on the mental well-being of their workforce. It's not all easy, of course. 42% reported they've struggled to form relationships with new colleagues. 33% reported a lack of direction from managers. 24% said they struggled to learn new software and applications, 23% failing to earn the confidence of colleagues, and 21% not feeling the company culture. This retention concern is still top of mind. Succession challenges and the ability to attract and retain top talent vaulted to the number 2 ranking of business risks, up from number 8 a year ago per a survey by Protiviti and NC State University. And Axios reports that the talent shortage is driving some of the M&A activity. Buying a company for talent is a way to address worker shortages. Why do we care? Tactically, every business owner has likely struggled with their holiday plans, which are part of that culture discussion. Building ways for organizations to build relationships and earn that confidence need to be deliberate and require new tactics. It's fascinating to me to track the science of remote work, similar to the Microsoft research last year on how humans are not used to seeing themselves on screen. That often leads to specific changes to the use of the technology, which makes forward improvements. Understanding and tracking that research is required to address the work-from-anywhere opportunity beyond implementing technology. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you all again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.